Colorado Preps. Kevin Schaefer with your Colorado Preps cast.
Our prep cast this week on the boys basketball side gets us back to the top five teams in 1A, 2A, and 3A. We provide them in written form on our website, but we want to use the podcast this time around to expand a little bit more on our thoughts on why teams are placed where they are. We also will go through a next five in each classification and some teams to watch and look at some of the better matchups on tap this weekend. Of course, we're heading into the middle of conference play around the state as teams continue to work their way to a league championship and a better seed come the postseason. Let's start in the 1A boys ranks, where DeBeck and Cornerstone Christian remain 1-2 again in our top five poll. The Dragons of DeBeck are 12-0, coming off a good win at Meeker over the weekend. They also blasted Caprock Academy in midweek. They have important dates coming up this week. They take on Paonia on the road Wednesday, then go over to Vail Christian on Saturday. If they win on Wednesday, the game at Vail Christian will be for the outright lead in the 2A 1A Western Slope. Both the Saints and the Dragons enter the week unbeaten. Now, Brennan Rigsby averaging 21 points, Wes Ryan at 18. They continue to lead the offense together. Sophomores also average nearly 16 rebounds a game. Cornerstone Christian also unbeaten as well. They are 11-0. They scored good wins over Rocky Mountain Lutheran and Gilpin County last week. Have a key game at Bellevue Christian on Tuesday. That's the battle for the lead inside the 52-80 conference. They also play at Mile High Academy on Saturday. And those guys moved into the Chazza top 10 this week for the first time ever. So again, a solid week of games for Cornerstone. They too have a dynamic duo at the top of their offense in Brant Voss at 18 points and Eddie Cruz at 15 a game, each at 5 to 7 rebounds a contest as well. Sangre de Cristo still number 3. They're 8-1 overall. T-Birds are unbeaten against 1A teams. Their only losses to 2A Rocky Ford, and last week they cruised by Cotopaxi and Antonito rather easily. Should get another win at La Vida on Friday inside league play, and they'll also be favored at home against 2A Swink on Saturday. And we really don't see the T-Birds dropping a game the rest of the regular season. They have three double-figure scorers in Cole Christensen at 17 points, Jake Slane at 14, and Manuel Lopez at 11 points a game. Again, the T-Birds still the team to beat in the San Luis Valley. Haxton stays put at number 4. The Bulldogs moved to 9-2 as they handled Caliche 64-51 in their only game last week, so they continue to share the lower Platte lead with Yuma and Marino. This week, Haxton steps away from conference play for two games, hosting Chase County out of Nebraska on Tuesday. Then they go to 1A Otis on Saturday. Tougher schedule, though, to the finish. They have that rematch with Marino. That's their only 1A loss to the Rams earlier this year, but they have a rematch in league play. They also tangle with Kit Carson and Yuma, so Haxton still plenty of work to do here through the regular season. They've won 8 straight games, and as mentioned, their only 1A loss to Marino. Now, we had some question marks on our fifth-place team. We stay with Pete's at number 5. Bulldogs are 7-3, and they did lose to 2A Sedgwick County, but they lost to a 2A team, so we keep them in the top 5 because that is not a team they will compete against for the 1A state championship. And also, you look around the rest of 1A, no other team made a big statement last week to move into our top 5, so we keep the Bulldogs at number 5 despite that loss. They do have a very important game coming up on Friday against Prairie. They defeated the Mustangs 62-59 in the first game, so if they get a win, they have a two-game cushion on everybody in the North Central League. Prairie, of course, would create a tie for the top spot if they avenge that loss, so again, that's a key game as far as district seeding and league championship race is concerned. Bryson Long continues to be the leader for the Bulldogs. Heavy minutes, obviously, over that state championship run a year ago. He is their unquestioned leader. Southeast Colorado pretty much dominates our next five. Walsh, Shiraw, Kit Carson, and Springfield in there, along with Uray from the Western Slope. Walsh coming off a nice win over South Baca last week. They've also beaten Shiraw this year, so that's a good 6-3 ball club. They're at Elkhart, Kansas on Tuesday, and then host Grenada on Friday. Have a key one with Springfield coming up on the 31st. Springfield 8-3. They beat Primero and McClave on a last-second shot last week, and they've won 3 straight now since a tough loss to Kim Branson. They host La Vida on Thursday, and then have a nice nice one at Kit Carson on Saturday. Again, a non-league game, but in the Southeast, that's a key game for potential regional seeding. Kit Carson, 7-4, had a three-game win streak snapped by 2A Holly on Saturday. They returned to the court against Grenada in a makeup game on Tuesday, then have two games on the weekend against Stratton Liberty and Springfield. Big difference for Kit Carson after the break. They have Jaden McCombs, Farmer, back in the lineup. Obviously, the Cats a much better team with him on the floor. Sherrall, 11-2, wins over Wiley and Kim Branson last week. Should get by Cheyenne Wells on Friday to stay unbeaten in the High Plains League. They're pointing to a game with Kit Carson coming up on February 1st that could determine the league championship there. Uray, 6-1 after beating Nucla in their only game last week. Trojans are sitting in a second-place tie with Ridgeway in that San Juan Conference. Both are one game back of Mancos. Uray home against Norwood Friday and against Dolores on Saturday. Other teams to watch in 1A, Bellevue Christian, Front Range Baptist, Evangelical Christian, Pikes Peak Christian, Prairie, Briggsdale, Arickery Woodland, and Genoa Hugo. Quite a long list there. Now, a couple of other important games on tap this week that we did not mention in going through our rankings. Pike Peak Christian and Elbert get together on Friday. Those two teams are unbeaten in the Black Forest. The winner will be tied with ECA for that conference lead, and likely that future game with the Eagles will determine the championship. Arickery Woodland also meets Idalia on Friday. Winner there becomes the favorite to win the YWKC championship, and that's important because that team could be opposite Haxton, rather, in the 1A district bracket. Let's move to 2A boys, and a tough decision at the top of our rankings. Yuma was number one last week, and they suffered their first loss of the season, but it came against Sidney, Nebraska, an out-of-state team. And if you've followed Colorado Preps over the years, we really don't treat out-of-state losses or wins with much fanfare because, again, Yuma won't compete against Sidney for the 2A state championship. So because that loss happened to an out-of-state team, we keep the Indians number one in our poll. They're unbeaten against Colorado teams. They did lose one spot in the Chazza polls out earlier today, but again, we keep Yuma at number one. They host Holyoke in a league game on Friday, then a big battle with Haxton coming up in the regular season finale. That could determine the championship. Jake Chrisman, he was limited to 10 points in their loss to Sidney, Nebraska, but still playing very good basketball here in mid-January. Another key game for Yuma coming up. They host Byers on February 1st. Holly stays put at number two. Wildcats already 14-0 after beating Honey and Kit Carson last week. They have just five games remaining on the schedule and should finish the regular season unbeaten. They've been dominating throughout the year, outscored opponents by 370 points over their 14 games. Narrowest margin of victory, 12, very early against Springfield. Again, this is a team that is very long at every spot. They have several shooters, and the team is also very good in the run game. They get on the court on Friday over at Ordway against Crowley County. Highland remains solid at number three. Huskies are 10-1. They blew past Day Spring Christian and Heritage Christian last week. Got a chance to see that game against Heritage Christian. This is a very good Highland team and one that could very well lift the trophy coming up in mid-March. It's a very good defense. They make opponents play a little bit faster than what they want. And then on offense, Highland has three good shooters in the Basir brothers, Logan Stewart, rather, inside a very good player with Kobe Anderson. He's very strong on both ends, and others step into their role nicely. It's about a 6-7, 8-man rotation. And again, we see the Huskies rolling through the rest of the regular season and making a nice postseason run. They take on Twin Peaks Charter on Tuesday. They go to Clear Creek on Thursday, and they've won their last seven since a loss to 3A Frontier Academy. We mentioned Byers, a future opponent for Yuma, and a key game there. That's because we have the Bulldogs again at number four this week. They're 9-3. They did lose to 3A Frontier Academy, but again, like we did with Pete's in 1A and Yuma at the top of 2A, they lost to a bigger school, a team they won't compete with for the state championship in their division. So because of that, we keep them in the same spot. Bulldogs also drilled Flagler High Plains last week. They host Calhoun on Tuesday and Burlington on Saturday. Byers is led by 6'9 center Hayden McHugh, and it's really amazing how far this young man has come in the past 2 years. He's turned into a big factor on both sides of the ball. Hands are much better, and he has range out to the three-point line. He's averaging nearly 14 points and 8 rebounds a game. And again, he was a factor last year, much more of a factor this year as he continues to improve in his high school career. career. A couple of other key players for Byers, Brady Shelley, 13 points, Zane McKitty, 11 points and 5 rebounds a game. Those two, along with almost everybody else on the roster, has experience from last year's state tournament run. Fowler stays put at number 5. Grizzlies are 9-3 after beating John Mall and Callahan. They solidified their hold on the number 2 spot in the Santa Fe with that win over John Mall. Back to league play on Friday against Tony, and then they go to Los Animas on Saturday. Grizzlies have won 4 straight overall since a loss to Holly. We expect that rematch to happen in the district finals, and if the Grizzlies can shoot the ball a little bit better and more consistently, this is a team that can easily make it in to the 2A Grade 8 as well. They have a very good sophomore in Valleone, team leader with 12 points a game. He's been in double figures in all but 3. Very good junior as well in Jonathan Mobley, some good size, 10.5 points, 8 rebounds a game. He was a double-double factor in both games last week, total 28 points and 23 rebounds, that despite limited minutes against Callahan when they won 73-17. Our next 5 in 2A boys, Simla, Lyman, Denver Christian, Vail Christian, and Del Nord. A couple of new teams in those polls, Vail Christian and Del Nord. Vail beat Basalt and Hotchkiss last week, and they've won 5 straight since a loss to Coleridge, and they're tied with 1A DeBec, as we mentioned, for that Western Slope League. Vail Christian has to go to West Grand on Friday. They'll be favored there, so the Saints could have a first-place battle with DeBec on tap coming up on Saturday. Del Nord is only 7-4, but follow the math here. They beat Sargent on Friday, then Sargent beat Sanford the next night. Both games are non-league contests, but the Tigers, because of those results, now the favorite to win that championship. We'll get a better idea when they actually host Sanford on Saturday. That's another non-league game. They'll take on the Farmers and Indians again later on in the season. Del Nord also gets the edge over Mancos, who's playing good basketball right now. Mancos lost to Sargent before Christmas, so again, put that all together, we have Del Nord in our second 5. Simla 7-3. They beat Fountain Valley in their only game last week. They will take on Peyton on February 1st. That's for the Black Forest title, but more immediate, a game with Lyman on Tuesday. That's very important to RPI standings. Lyman's 10-2. They've won 4 straight since a loss to Denver Christian, including wins over Deer Trail and Akron last week. They have a big test, as we mentioned, with Simla on Tuesday. Denver Christian 8-3, winners of 8 straight since an 0-3 start. They rolled past Lyons and Clear Creek last week. 2 more tests this weekend. They take on Gilpin County Tuesday and then go to Heritage Christian on Thursday. They're tied with Gilpin and Highland in the top spot, so Gilpin, one team will be eliminated from the first place pack there in the Mile High, and then Heritage Christian a little frustrated after that loss to Highland last week. Other teams to watch in 2A, Mancos along with Sedgwick County, talked about Peyton briefly, Dolores Huerta, Sargent, Sanford, Paonia, Heritage Christian, and Plateau Valley, all teams that could still move into our top 10. A couple of other games of note on the 2A scene that we did not mention this week. Swallows Charter goes to Honey on Friday. That's for 4th place in the Santa Fe, and you say, why do we bring that up? Well, the top 4 seeds get first round byes in the district tournament, so that's an important spot to gain. In fact, the top 2 seeds get all the way to the semifinals in that district layout. Also, Sedgwick County, they host Marino in a nice game inside the Lower Platte League on Friday. Rams are unbeaten in that conference and tied with Haxton and Yuma. Sedgwick County, though, still very much alive, just 1 game back with that loss to Haxton. Let's move to the 3A ranks, where Sterling remains our number 1 team. They held off Resurrection Christian in overtime on the road last week and then took out Eaton last Friday, so they're alone atop the Patriots standings. They lead Res Christian, Strasburg, and Frontier Academy by a game. As we mentioned, they beat Res last week. They play the other 2 this week, so a couple of more wins, and they're favored in both. They should take out the Patriot League championship trophy down the road. Now, before Christmas, their win over Manuel, it continues to look better all the time as the Thunderbolts are rolling through that metro. And again, that solid win at Res Christian, they out-rebounded the Cougars 30-24. Jace Pittman had 20 points. Axel Henry had 18 for the Tigers. Speaking of Manuel, we bumped them up 1 spot to number 2 this week and ahead of Vanguard in our poll. We believe the reason, the metro's a better conference right now than the Tri-Peaks. It has more depth. Manuel and Vanguard leading their respective conferences, but again, Manuel, we feel, has played a tougher schedule to get where they are compared compared to Vanguard, so we flipped the two teams right now. That could change on Tuesday night because Manuel, they have a good challenge against Faith Christian. Those two teams share the Metro lead, and the winner is the outright leader, obviously, and the winner has a good chance to win the championship. Manuel, if they get that win, they would basically need over a win over Lutheran later in the year to finish the job, and Faith Christian will talk more about their scenario in just a moment. But Manuel, of course, that big win over Kent Denver last week, 79-41. That was an eye-opener. Jaden Bowles had 29 points. He made 11 of 15 shots. Jaden Stoffel had 27 points. He was 10 of 17 from the field. Those two together are averaging about 44 points a game. Now to Vanguard. Again, we drop them to 3, not for anything they've done, but more for what Manuel has accomplished. Vanguard is unbeaten in Colorado, and they took over first place in the Tri-Peaks thanks to a dominating win over Lamar on the road Saturday. And that was a big win because a lot of individual things happened there. Seth Fuca went over 2,000 points for his career, just the 11th player in Colorado history to do so. He obviously can run that total up with a long run here in his senior year. Dominique Clifford also had 4 dunks in that win, and he's an outstanding junior. Fuca averages 23 points and Clifford at 20 a game. Could be hard to argue they're not the best 1-2 punch in Class 3A, especially when you compare them to Bowles and Stoffel. Those two teams, our two players, are running 1-2 in that competition as well. Vanguard overalls won 7 straight, should make it 8 in a row against Florist on Friday, and have a good test against a solid Platte Valley club on Saturday. Faith Christian is new to our top 5 this week. They bump into number 4. That's because Kent Denver lost to Manuel, and Coleridge fell short to Delta last week. Eagles, while that was happening, had a great week. They beat Lutheran and Colorado Academy, and as mentioned, had that first place showdown with Manuel coming up on a Tuesday. If they get the win, they would still have to get by Kent Denver later in the year, but they would be in good shape for another Metro Championship. They also host Prospect Ridge on Thursday. Now, the losses for Faith Christian are to Vanguard and Sterling, and again, we mentioned they play Manuel this week, so they will have faced the top 3 teams in our poll this year. It's a somewhat young club for Faith Christian on all that tradition. Juniors Caleb Reuter and Isaiah Kroll are the two leading scorers. They scored 18 and 15 points a game, respectively. In fact, top 5 offensive players for the Eagles are all underclassmen. Kent Denver's 11-1 despite that lopsided loss to Manuel. We keep them in our top 5 as they recovered from the loss to beat Prospect Ridge. They go to Sterling on Saturday. That's a good non-conference test. And Kent, though, their main focus right now is trying to get some kids healthy. They had 3 starters missing against Manuel, including Kobe Gold. And if the injuries stay in place, the Devils will have trouble staying in our top 5. Gold, though, a key loss. He was averaging 22 points a game and had 24 3-pointers through 7 games when he was injured, so he hasn't played since the win over Monta Vista on January 15th and has missed all 5 league games. And again, if he cannot return, it's going to be tough for Kent Denver to make a serious run in the postseason. Next 5 in 3A, Gunnison, Delta, and Coleridge from the Western Slope. They're joined by Resurrection Christian and Colorado Academy. Gunnison and Delta share the Western Slope lead. Both have wins over preseason favorite Coleridge, so those two teams right now are the favorites to battle for the championship. They don't face off until February 14th. Delta lost to Montrose last week before balancing it out with the win over Coleridge. They face Palisade and Grand Valley Tuesday and Thursday this week. Gunnison has 3 games, Aspen on Tuesday, then Roaring Fork and Cedar Edge on the weekend. Coleridge, still a team to watch. Won't be surprised if they would bounce back and still win the district tournament, but their 2 losses in league play mean it'll be difficult for them to defend their league title in the regular season. Grand Valley and Olathe on their schedule Friday and Saturday. Resurrection Christian, as we mentioned, they forced Sterling to overtime last Tuesday, and that was a first-place battle in the Patriot. Despite that loss, Cougars in good position to finish second. They're a very good club that has bounced back from some early losses. They host Brush on Tuesday in their only game, and then Colorado Academy, 8-4, lost to Faith Christian last week but took out Mochbuff, should get a win over Peak to Peak on Wednesday. Others to watch in 3A, Lutheran, St. Mary's, Colorado Springs Christian, Lamar, despite that loss, Platte Valley also in the mix, University, Alamosa, Bayfield, Montezuma, Cortez, and also Grand Valley. Some other games of note in 3A this week. Very ironic scheduling in the Intermountain League. Alamosa and Bayfield meet twice this week. They play Tuesday in Bayfield and then Saturday again in Alamosa. The weird schedule is a result of an earlier postponed game, and these two teams are tied for the IML lead, and they routinely battle for the conference championship. And since all other league teams have at least 2 losses already, a team the that sweeps these two games will become the favorite to win the championship. But again, very weird that you have conference favorites squaring off basically twice in a span of 5 days. Also, St. Mary's at Colorado Springs Christian on Saturday. Teams are battling for second behind Vanguard in the Tri-Peaks. Vanguard has beaten St. Mary's but has not played CSCS yet, so the Lions need a win to stay in the title chase. It's still hard for St. Mary's to get there unless they get a win against the Lions and help from some others. Academy is also working hard to land the Frontier Championship. They're one of four teams sharing the league lead entering this week, and they face two of the others over the next several days. They host Kipp Collegiate on Thursday and then DSST Stapleton on Saturday, so the Wildcats, with a couple of wins, put themselves in good shape to land a number one district seed as well. That gets you caught up on our thoughts in classes 1A, 2A, and 3A boys basketball. Thanks for joining us for our latest episode of Colorado Preps Cast. I'm Kevin Schaefer.